Hello, Frankie, and hello, Cynthia.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
Okay, so we're here to talk about the biography, autobiography, which Frankie and Cynthia have been working on for a while, and which was just published a couple months ago. First question I'd like to ask to each of you, how did the idea of the book, which had been apparently been batted around for a number of years, how did it actually come to the Let's Do It stage?
We decided to Let's Do It actually in 1993. I had been doing some writing and researching and various projects around the history of the Lindy. And I asked Frankie if I was going to do a book with Ernie Smith, who was very important in bringing Lindy Hop film footage to the public. He was a collector of Lindy Hop film footage. And he and I had worked on an exhibit together, and I had the idea to do a book on the history of swing dancing. I asked Ernie if he'd like to work with me, and he said yes, and then we were going to include Frankie's story in that, and then it shifted to being a biography of Frankie because the whole history of swing was going to be too big for what I wanted to do with the book. And then over time we realized it would be better as an autobiography. We got a publisher about 2.5 years ago, Temple University Press, so that was a big sort of we're really going to do it moment. But Frankie and I were committed to doing the project as of 1993, and we have been working on it since then. Do you have anything else you want to add to that, Frankie, about how the book came to be?
Well, no, not necessarily, because you just told him how it came to be. It just came to be because Cynthia thought my life was interesting, and I didn't think it was too interesting.
So did you have any reservations about doing the biography, Frankie?
Oh, you're asking me if I had any reservations?
Yeah.
Well, I had reservations to go to Waldorf Astoria, but they wouldn't let me in, so I... no, I didn't really have any reservations. It's just that I went along to it and with it because Cynthia had such interesting things to, you know, to ask me about. Things that I never thought about it because it was a part of my life, and I just treated it as that. But she thought it was a part of history, so I said, well, okay, you want to do history? Okay, I'm history.
Kurt, I'll just tell you that throughout the process, Frankie just said, well, he didn't realize that his life was so interesting, and there were so many moments when he would just be sort of talking off the cuff about some story with a musician or something that happened as a dancer, and I would start writing it down, and he would say, why are you writing that down? And I said, well, for the book. And he'd say, well, no one's going to be interested in that. And I would say, well, no, I think they will be. I think he's been surprised at how much interest there has been in his life story and how people consider it an important part of American dance history. But fortunately, he was willing to put in the time on all the interviews so that we could present it all in a book.
I would definitely have to affirm that. I mean, practically on every single page, or even more so, I mean, I found something that really moved me, stuck with me, made me think, you know, made me look at my own life. And I think it's more than a good book. It's an important book. Yeah, your life has been